Kinalaman Aleph, which we done Tisha B'Av morning, is based upon a medrash in Echazuta. And the medrash there, it compares, it really contrasts the Yitzia from Mitzrayim and the exile from Yushalayim. And the medrash says, Kishayatsu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Amar Moshe, we left Mitzrayim, Moshe said, Haisa Yehuda Lakotro Yisrael Mam Shalosa, we were Kadosh Baruch Hu's sanctuary, we're Kadosh Baruch Hu's dominion, we're Kadosh Baruch Hu's people. Kishayatsu Yisrael mi Yushalayim, Amar Yeriyah, but when we left Yushalayim, what does it say about us? Suru Tame Karulamo, Suru, we're called Tame, and we're told to leave. Kishayatsu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Amar Moshe, we're leaving from Mitzrayim, what does Moshe say? Hayam ra'av ayanos hardein yisav la'achor. The sea like fled away from us. The Jordan, the Yarden pulled itself back. Kishayatsu miYushalayim amar Yirmiyahu. We left Yushalayim. It says al naharos bavel sham yashavnu gam bachinu. We sat on the banks of the rivers of Babel and we cried. Kishayatsu miMitzrayim b'shira yatsu. We left Mitzrayim was with song. Shneimar as the pasuk says az yirshem Moshe v'nei Yisrael z'shira azos. Kishayatsim Yushalayim, but we left Yushalayim, it wasn't with song. Bivchia Yatsu, it was with tears, with crying. Shnemar, as the pasuk says in Eicha, Bechotiv Keba Laila, we cried, V'dim Asa Ala Lechaya, with tears going down our cheeks. This kinna is a kinna of contrasts. The joy and excitement and hopefulness of our exodus from Mitzrayim, with the pain, contrasting it with the pain and sorrow of our exile from Yushalayim. It speaks about the glorious march forward towards Kabbalah Sator and Eretz Yisrael, and the disgraceful, despondent trudge into Gullus, which conjures up images of the infamous Nazi death marches. The Maharal points out, right at the beginning of Netzach Yisrael, that it's specifically through contrast that we can gain a true understanding and appreciation of something. He says light and dark is just one example. It's impossible to truly understand the beauty and power of light without having experienced total darkness. This is why in Leil HaSeder, we're Maschem B'Gnus, and Messiah B'Shvach, we start with low points, Arami Oved Avi, and we end b'shvach, we end with the geula from Mitzrayim. Rav Hutner similarly describes the importance of contrast. He says in his Ma'amar Rosh Hashanah, Ma'amar Zayin, that the only way to understand the tremendous positive power of Bechira is to understand where its abuse can take you. So this kinna contrasts the exuberance of our beginning stages of geula with the sadness and grief of the beginning stages of our exile. Let's take a quick look at just some of the verses. It starts off, this kinna, ish tu kad bekirbi, b'halosi al libi b'tzesi mi Mitzrayim. A fire burns inside me as I think about leaving Mitzrayim. B'kinna ma'ira l'mana skira b'tzesi mi Yushalayim. And when I think about leaving Yushalayim, it's the memory of lamenting, of the sadness leaving Yushalayim. And this kin is based upon the alphabet, so let's go right now to Gimel. Gala yam ramu v'chachom akamu. The seas, they stood up like walls. B'tzeisim Mitzrayim, and I left Mitzrayim. Zedonim shatafu v'aroshi tafu b'tzeisim Yushalayim. But I was flooded with my enemies. They were overflowing me on my head when I left Yushalayim. So the contrast, that kind of that vision, that idea of the water and the sea. Goes on in Vav. The vision of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, like a consuming fire, was in front of me when I was leaving Mitzrayim. But a sharpened sword, ready to slaughter, is what was in front of me when I was leaving Yerushalayim. So again, that contrast, Kvod Hashem leaving Mitzrayim, and the slaughter leaving Yerushalayim. Zayin zevach umincha b'shem and amishcha b'tzisim Mitzrayim. The offerings, the karbanos, the shemen amishcha leaving Mitzrayim, but we know it was a different form of korban leaving Yerushalayim. Segulas kela lekucha katzon letivcha. The treasure of a Kadosh Baruch Hu was taken out to be slaughtered. Betzesim Yerushalayim, leaving Yerushalayim. Chet chagim b'shabbosos and mofsim v'osos betzesim Mitzrayim. Holidays and Shabbases, wonderments and miracles leaving Mitzrayim. Tainis v'evel redofa hevel. But it was fasting and mourning and running after Hevel, leaving Yerushalayim. We'll skip down to Reish. Rina v'Yeshua v'chatzosos ha'trua b'tzesim Mitzrayim. Song and Yeshua, salvation, the trumpets when we're leaving Mitzrayim. Zakas olal v'nakas chalo b'tzesim Yerushalayim. It's the cry of babies and the final gasp of the dead. B'tzesim Yerushalayim, leaving Yerushalayim. So the song and the tears, the contrast. And just the last one, Taf, the one that ends on a certain hopeful note, Torah u Seuda, The Torah and the messages of the Torah and the precious vessels as I'm leaving Mitzrayim, Sason v'simcha, v'nasogon v'anacha, b'shuva Yerushalayim, and happiness and joy, be'ezras Hashem, when we return to Yerushalayim. We're an emotional people, and the contrast can also, of course, help us not only intellectually, but understand the Galus and the Gula on an emotional plane as well. And specifically, I think through the melody. At some points, this kina mirrors that of an almost gleeful march, and the melody sometimes sounds like a very haunting, a hauntingly sad tune. This is what hits me most every year. It's the tune. And I'm sure most people have the same idea, the same experience. It's because song helps us feel and tap into emotions. And that's what the 3 weeks are all about, finding ways to tap into the emotions. That's why the halachos of 3 weeks follow that of the avelis, to help us create that mind frame, the chorban, the avelis. And music has that power as well. Music can put us in a mind frame. We know it's true. We hear a wedding song. Oh, Yishama, boom, we're back at a wedding. We hear called Nidre, and there we are. Erev Yom Kippur. Hatikva, feelings of 1948, and Be'ez Hashem, the gula's on the way. And Echa. Echa Yoshva Badad. That 3 weeks feeling. And this kina does the same thing. This kina, the way that the song goes, the way that the tune goes, it provides us with that almost contrasting melody, puts us in that mind frame as well. The song, the tune, provides us again with that emotional contrast between the exodus from Egypt and the exodus from Yerushalayim. May the recitation of this kinnah and the whole experience of the 3 weeks help us to be mekayem what the Gemara says, Kol HaMesaba El Yerushalayim Zoche Evro B'Simchasa. May we, Be'ezras Hashem, next year be celebrating the Chag of Tisha B'Av in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, together.